Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the K-Building Brownfield stage here at the opening day of the 2012 Ohio State Farm Science Review. Real pleasure for me right now to have an opportunity to visit with, the guy on my left probably doesn't need much of an introduction, Dr. Bobby Mosier, Dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences. And on my right, the incoming dean, Dr. Bruce McFerrin. So we're going to visit with you in just a second, Bruce, but let me start with Dr. Mosier, if I could. Dr. Mosier, it's been, just a little over a year ago that you announced you were retiring.
Yes.
Yep. Let me ask, what's the past year been like?
Well, it's been interesting. You know, anytime you have a transition such as this, it's always interesting. It's been good, really. People have been very understanding and very complimentary, very supportive through the whole process. And then when it ended up with a good result, like getting Bruce to come to Ohio State, that even makes it better.
We have talked in the past, and you have mentioned, I think, every time that we have since your announcement, that it has been the people that you've had a chance to work with that's made it such an enjoyable experience.
It really is, Dave. I mean, I'm serious about that. It's the people that make a difference. And there's some great people in this state that support this university and this college. And it's a part of the food and agricultural industry. And it's just everyone working together, it really makes it happen. Dave, one thing that I've really enjoyed about being in Ohio is that all of agriculture works together in this state. And that is so true. It doesn't happen in every state, but it happens here. With the industry, it's the farmers, it's the university, it's the state government, the federal government, everybody works together.
We mentioned we're here at the opening day of this 2012 Farm Science Review, a show that is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yes, 50 years. You know, we had 30 years here at the Molly Karen, and 20 years, the first 20 years up at the Don Scott Field. And so it's been a tremendous time for 50 years, and we're very proud of that, the fact that this show has lasted for 50 years, and it keeps getting bigger and better every year.
So what does it mean to you as the dean to come out here to see all of this technology and know that the theme this year is focusing on the future and everything?
Well, you know, Dave, it's really exciting to see these companies because the exhibitors are really what makes the review happen because they bring their latest in their technology here. And the one reason why they bring that here is because they know a lot of people are going to see it because we'll have 130,000 people over the next 3 days here at this review. And a lot of you go around looking, look at the exhibits, there's a lot of talking taking place, a lot of discussions taking place every time you stop by. And so that's what's exciting to me to see that happen. Plus, we got our field demonstrations where we demonstrate the equipment and different technologies there. The GPS systems just still blows me away. When they put a tractor out there with nobody in it driving around the field, that's just exciting to see those kind of things happen.
And to think that in many ways, Ohio State has been involved in maybe some aspect of that technology.
Yes, it has. You know, we have educational programs going on here. And that's one thing we think is unique about this Farm Science Review. It's a farm science review, not just a farm review. And the science is the basis for everything we do in agriculture. So we like to display that as much as we can. All of our research, our educational programs that we're doing here has been very positive received by the participants of the review because they come and they can see the latest in technology. They can learn about it through talking to a specialist that's working in that area.
Let me go to the guy over here on my right, Dr. Bruce McFerrin. Bruce, coming back home to Ohio.
Indeed. You know, it's been a few years since I called Ohio home, but you never really lose that connection.
Understand that you have some fond remembrances of Farm Science Review?
Well, it's been 30 years since I was here, and this site isn't where I last participated. I was a county extension agent down in Claremont County in the early 80s and had an opportunity to work at the Farm Science Review. My recollection is just helping direct traffic or something like that. I don't recall any technical duties. But, you know, that builds on a long history of engagement with the college, Ohio State, and agriculture here in Ohio. I grew up in 4-H, became an entomologist, a bug guy, because of 4-H project, and met my wife at the Hardin County Fair 41 years ago. Got my degree at Ohio State in the college. It's been a great life to think about coming back here and being able to serve in this leadership role for an institution of this caliber and be at home is really something that, you know, I never dreamed of.
Was coming home the attraction?
Well, I didn't want this to be a trip down memory lane. For me, that wasn't sufficient to drive a career move like this. The opportunity to lead at a university at the highest levels, and this role, as Bobby has amply demonstrated as a vice president of the university, clearly indicates the role of agriculture within the Ohio State University. The opportunity to come back and sit down with a university president and have him tell you the priorities of this university in the coming years are food production and protection, our health and wellness, our environment and energy, and you're sitting there in your mind going, check, we do that, check, we do that, check, we do that. That's the real attractor. You know, to be able to take over and not miss a beat in picking up on all of the excellence that exists within this college and knowing that we will continue to be a leading part of this amazing university was the real draw. The icing on the cake was the fact that after 30 years of being 6 hours away from family, we're now about 55 minutes away from family.
We just wrapped up the vice president's lunch a little while ago. You had an opportunity to address those in attendance. What was going through your mind when you walked up to the podium and looked out to see all of those stakeholders sitting out there for the vice president's lunch?
Well, keep in mind that I actually am in an unusual position this year. This is the second time I've looked out at a crowd of 700 people at a farm science review type event. Penn State has a similar event, and we held that in August, and we have a similar sort of lunch. The difference between then and now is the fact that here I'm looking at the anticipation of some amazing new opportunities. And I will tell you that those 10 or 15 steps to the podium were really, I can't believe I have the opportunity to do this. I just can't believe that this is coming true.
I want to ask both of you this question. As we walk around the Farm Science Review site here, there are young people walking everywhere. What do you see when you see all of those young people? Dr. Mosier?
Well, I tell you, it's exciting to see these young people come. It really is, because that's the future. That's the future of our industry. That's the future of where we're going. So when you see those yellow buses pull in out here, and all those kids jump out and they start going across the grounds, I get excited. I get real excited. And we have an exhibit here just across the way here to try to encourage those kids to think about agriculture as a career, and because there's opportunity there for them. I can easily say to them, you come and get a degree in agriculture at Ohio State University, it's a good, great possibility, very high possibility, you're going to get a job on the other end very soon after graduation. Because 92% of our students, last year's graduates, were placed within 6 months after graduation.
Dr. McFerrin?
Bobby took the word out of my mouth, and that is the future. You look in these faces, you are looking at our future in Ohio, in the nation, in the world. There are a lot of challenges out there with feeding the growing world population. You know, estimates are exceeding 9 billion within the lifetime of these kids that we're seeing wandering around the grounds. We're going to have to double the amount of available food by all estimates, and we'll do it with less land, water, and energy availability. And here's the deal. We don't know how to fix that right now, but they will. They will take the kinds of amazing technologies that we see here around us at the Farm Science Review, that science, that progress that we're seeing, the innovation that we're seeing, and they will turn it into solutions.
How do you, as the incoming dean of the College of Food, Agricultural, and Environmental Sciences at The Ohio State University, make sure that those opportunities are going to be there for these young people?
Well, it's all about building relationships with stakeholders. You know, we know that we have the skill sets to teach the technical information, but when I talk to the employers of our graduates, they don't even question me about those attributes. They know they're going to be there. They want to know, do these kids communicate? Have they worked in teams? Do they have an international perspective? Do they know how to lead? Those are the skills that we have to build into our curriculum, and by listening to those employers, understanding where the marketplace is going, we will adapt our curricula to have the right set of attributes for those graduates.
Dean Mosier, we've talked in the past about it. It's not just going to class at The Ohio State University. There are so many other opportunities available to these young people to put them on a path to success.
Yes, there is. And we really encourage them to get involved outside of the classroom in different types of activities. Most all of our departments have at least one student organization. Some of them have two or three. And we really encourage our students to get engaged there. It's not just about the classroom. It's not just about high academics. In our mind, it's about leadership development, how to get along with people, how to take on a responsibility and carry it through. And they can do that. You just look down this Friday Avenue here and all those food booths that are ran by students. That's an organization, and this is their fundraiser for the year, a major fundraiser for the year. It's all organized by them. Our luncheon today was served by the Saddle and Sirloin Club. It's all, we had nothing to do with it. We told them how many people to be there and what the menu was, and they came. And that they learn about that. They get their committees and they learn about that. Another thing is internships. We require an internship. To get a degree in the College of Agriculture at Ohio State University, you have to have one internship. And we think that prepares them better for the workforce, and it gives them a chance to say, yeah, this is what I really want to do, or it gives them a chance to say, I thought I wanted to do this, but I really don't. And they can back up and restart. And it gives companies an opportunity to take a look at a pool of interns to draw from their entry-level jobs firm. And so we think that's a good partnership between us and in the industry in doing that. And then another thing, and Bruce mentioned it just a minute ago, is international. We don't require that. But we highly encourage all of our students to do an international experience while they're here at Ohio State University. Right now, 30% of our students in this college do an international experience of some type. And it ranges anywhere from 1 week after a course to 6 weeks to even go for a semester or a year. And we can range that as well. But we think that just adds a little frosting on the cake to these graduates when they graduate from here and kind of sets them a cut above the average graduate in agriculture.
Yeah, don't tell President Gee and the Board of Trustees I said this, but frankly, our best teaching is probably outside the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the students that are coming into the Ohio State University College of Ag right now, are they prepared? Are they ready for the university setting?
You know, they're getting more prepared all the time. Academically, they're much better prepared because of the requirements that it takes to get into Ohio State University nowadays. And so that's not a problem. That's not an issue. And then when they come to us with some skills, some leadership skills, because many of them come out of 4-H and FFA. Not all of them, but many of them do. And so we kind of look for that in those kids when they come into Ohio State University. And we think we just put a little spit and polish on them while they're here. You know, we teach them some science, put a little spit and polish on them while they're here and make them better. We think in doing that, we add value to them. When they come to us, we want to add value to them. So when they leave us, they're a better person, and they're ready for society. We like to call it society-ready graduates coming out, ready to go.
I have to ask you, I had the pleasure of attending the evening that Mosier Scholars was launched. What does that program mean to you and your wife, Pat?
Oh, I tell you, it's tremendous. We feel very honored to have that named after us because it's all about the future. It's all about building human capital for the future, whether it's scholarships, whether it's internships, whether it's a support for undergraduate research or graduate student research. It's all about helping that young person prepare themselves for the future. And if we don't do this, Dave, then we're going to lose the future. And so we've got to make sure that we've got the right people coming into the university. We help them in the way that we can. And those scholarships will help us attract the better people into the university. And we give them a great experience while they're here, and they go out and become leaders. You know, it's interesting. The other day we were in a meeting, and three of the individuals who are leaders in agriculture in Ohio right now told me, you are the only dean I've ever known. You know, here they came in as freshmen about the time I became dean, and now they're out, and they're out here doing great things. And that's what's fun about being at a university.
See what you have to look forward to, Bruce?
Oh, see, I'm bursting their bubble. Well, I've told people that, Bobby and I wear different size shoes. And so, you know, it's not so much a question of following in his footsteps as building on the legacy that he has established through the excellence of the people that he's worked with for all of these two decades plus. will grow, will change. That's a healthy part of the way colleges and universities ought to operate, because we do need to be responsive to the market, to what new ideas are needed, and to the new careers that need to be established. A good leader never regrets somebody changing a program they started. But take a good look at Bobby now. He'll be shorter in a year because I'm going to stand on his shoulders for a while.
I was just going to, before you said that, Dr. McFerrin, I was going to mention, when we had talked earlier, you made the comment that you're not Bobby Mosher. And I appreciated that. I thought, you know what, he's going to do all right because he's making his own mark here.
Yep, that's right. And we're pleased with that. I mean, that's what we wanted. We want somebody to take what's here now and just build on it and keep it going and launch it even further into space.
Bruce, November 1 is not that far off.
Racing at warp speed.
So have you had a chance to think a little bit about what those first few days, weeks, months might look like for you in that new position?
Yeah, I would say couple of months for sure are a time of discovery for me. And as a diehard scientist, that's a great thing. I love discovery. And learning new programs, learning the faces of our student leaders, learning about our faculty, learning our stakeholders will be really critical. The university is entering into a development campaign where we'll be asking a lot of those longtime supporters to step up and help us. We're entering the biennial budget process here in Ohio. I've worked for more than a dozen years in the annual process of Pennsylvania, so I've got new faces and a new process to learn.
I can't end the interview without asking you both about the Morrill Act. I mean, we're celebrating 50 years here at Farm Science Review, but even maybe more important is 150 years since the signing of the Morrill Act. Dr. Mosher, your thoughts.
I tell you, Dave, you just think about that. What that act has done for this country, in my opinion, it's one of the most important acts this country has ever put into place. Because it established a system of higher education for education for the future. And it was designed to educate the common person. So a person like you and I can get a degree, get a college degree. And before that happened, that was not possible. It was not possible. And then when they started them around agriculture, that even added to my own feelings because I was interested in agriculture. My dream when I was growing up on a small farm in Oklahoma was that I wanted to get a college degree in agriculture. I wanted to work in agriculture and I wanted a college degree. The land grant system allowed that to happen. I was a first generation graduate of my family, and that was my dream. And so that's what it's done for me. And you look at what it's done in terms of not only training people and educating people, but it's also helped provide a food system in this country that's the envy of the world at the present time.
And to think that it was taking place during the Civil War.
That's right. You know, in 1862, when this happened, it was right in the middle of the Civil War, when President Lincoln signed this bill into law in the middle of the Civil War. So he had a lot of things on his plate to think about besides something like this, but he had the foresight. Congress and the president had the foresight to put this bill into action.
Bruce, you had some interesting comments when it comes to that during the vice president's lunch.
Well, and this is not original to me, but one of the things that has really intrigued me about thinking about this sesquicentennial anniversary is the fact that 1862 also saw the passage of the Homestead Act and the Transcontinental Railroad started with legislation that year as well. And there are those who have described those two bills as some of the most meaningful social legislation passed in American history in terms of expanding this country horizontally, giving us space to operate. The Morrill Act lifted us vertically. The Morrill Act stretched our intellects. It allowed the full power of higher education to be accessible, as Bobby has said. It's not just practical subjects, it's reaching out to be accessible to the children of middle-class America.
Well, I certainly don't want to take up your entire afternoon. We could probably continue this discussion for a long time there. Both of you are such fascinating individuals, and I can't tell you what it means to sit between the two of you. I'm a little overwhelmed at times sitting here, but Dean Mosher, thank you for 21 years of serving in your leadership capacity. You have made a difference in this state.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. You've been a great partner to work with, and I appreciate your comments are very much received, very well received.
Well, thank you. And Bruce, I'll be around for 21 if you will be.
I'll work on it. I don't know that I can promise 21, but I would say, Dave, that this position would not have been attractive to me but for the leadership of Bobby Mosher over these past couple of decades. I've known Bobby as a colleague and a friend for about 10 years now, and what he's accomplished here has taken national and international note, and it's created a climate that we're poised to be world leaders. And if we're world leaders, we will be doing everything we ought to do for the citizens of Ohio.
Bruce, welcome home.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Bobby Mosher, incoming Dean Bruce McFerrin. Thank you very, very much.